Ollie, it's been a long journey for you, but finally all the hard work's paying off.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. You know, it's been a lot of hard work and perseverance, but, you know, being able to see it translate onto the field, everything that I've been through has just been amazing.
Okay, suddenly you get to start football games this year. You get a chance to play in big games. This is what you've lived for and dreamed about, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. I mean, as a little kid, I sat here and dreamed about being able to start my first SEC game, being able to put up points like we do, and being able to just be a part of the program as a player, and it's definitely been huge for me.
All right, take me through the journey, though. You had a lot of years where you just had to practice and scout team and all that kind of stuff, so you've earned these stripes.
I would definitely say that there has been a lot of hard work put into it. You know, coming in the winter of 2017, graduating high school early, coming right into spring practice, being able to adjust from a triple option to a pro-style offense without having any knowledge of how to pass set, how to run block in the pro style. And, you know, it's definitely – it's been a lot of hard work, but those reps were needed, and it's been greatly appreciated as the years have come by.
Offensive linemen like to run block. Sometimes it's hard to pass block. You had to learn how to do that.
Oh, I definitely did. You know, it was pretty easy for me to adjust myself to the run blocking just because I had that kind of drive and that determination to do so. But as it came into the pass game, you know, it was kind of something that I had to, like, oh, I got to set backwards. I got to – it's not all a forward vertical game anymore, and so that's something I had to adjust to. But having some of the support guys that I've had through the years, especially one guy I would like to mention was Chance Hall when he was still here, helped me out a lot on working my pass protection and doing stuff like that.
All right, big terminology now is transfer portal, and I'm sure that's talked about. You didn't do that. You stayed here and fought your way through all of this to get a chance to play.
Yeah, I love the University of Tennessee, and I honestly could not envision myself wearing another uniform or representing another logo. You know, the Power T runs deep in my family, and so that's something that I would never turn my back on.
But you had to work to get where you are, and you knew that was going to be the case when you came.
Oh, I definitely did. You know, nothing comes easy in life, so I knew that the hard work was going to pay off eventually, and it's – again, it's exciting to get to see it pay off.
All right. The breakthrough this year, what got you on the field? How did you improve? And what are the things you're doing better now that maybe you weren't doing at this time last year?
You know, one thing I really took into stride this year coming in with the new coaching staff, the new offensive scheme, was just being able to sharpen my mind on the plays, being able to run it in my sleep if I wanted to. You know, that really helped me. So then when I go out there on the field, I don't have to think about which way I'm going or where the ball is going. It's like I just get to focus on my technique and my feet. And then one thing that I learned through the years is just every day at practice, I would go out there and focus on something that I think needs help, and that's the one thing I would focus on that day. And then as the next day came along, I would focus on something else and then just continue to build it up.
The one thing as an offensive lineman, one step the wrong way gets you beat, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, it does. I've been there before.
You play center and guard, so now you've got to try and get those reps in during practice. How hard is that for you, and how much extra work is that for you?
You know, it's honestly – saying earlier, you know, just sharpening my mind up to be able to play anywhere. You know, I can make all the calls that the center needs to make. I can do both footwork. You know, I take some time, and I still work on my snaps every day. I do different guard sets every day. I mean, I even work tackle from time to time. So, I mean, just being able to be versatile has been something that I've found is to be huge in my career, and that's something that I continue to work.
As long as you give you an orange shirt, you're going to put it on and go play, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely.